a consumer of spaces and speeches. The geese fly in a V overhead, a symbol of modest harmony, a bringer of order to an open sky washed in gray. I cast a few early morning words at them, hoping they get lodged in brick or a fence for a midlife psychic to coax them out later. The retrieval of memory from stone and wood is a project that is hard to make pay, but there is a great upside to the market. Imagine the capture of frog slurs and bellows in the night. And when the time comes we are all speaking amphibian, won't it be reassuring to know the old language of how to call for a mate? I can't wait for all the other species to weigh in. Oh, to be a consumer of spaces and speeches. It'll be better than being bogged down by all these human feelings that people want to share. I like to think lodged within a squirrel's nest is their chatter about technical specifications. But who among us will free them? Apparently, we must wait for words to travel down from gray skies and blue skies and orange sunsets where there is nothing concrete to hold them. They land and stick in the infrastructure here, and I have only my wonder to throw back at the sky and keep me bolted to the ground.